That's the last action item. Don't everybody jump up and leave at once. Yeah. Yeah. Some noted. Mr. Brown's got to go tell some beer. All right, we're back to number 7. Briefing, Toyota Texas Bass Classic.
All right. This is some good stuff. Yeah, fun stuff. The commissioners, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come speak to you about this great event that we had up at Lake Fork here on April 13th through the 16th. It's one of the most neatest things I've ever been involved with. I was very pleased with the outcome, and I'm sure you will be too, and that's why I'm here, just kind of wrap that up. First, my name is Dave Terry. I'm an Inland Fisheries Regional Director up in Tyler. Before I begin, I would like to thank you guys for your vision, your leadership, and your involvement and support of this great event. It was really awesome. I'd also like to thank all the Texas Parks and Wildlife Divisions that participated in this. Without them, this would not have been a success. So many divisions were involved. But really, this event, to me, was really a total team effort between our department, private industry, and our constituents to promote fishing in Texas and to demonstrate the importance and value of conservation. And I think we got that message through real loud and clear. Let me begin by saying the Toyota Texas Bass Classic was really much more than just a bass tournament, and I think we all found that out. This tournament was built on a conservation-minded premise that supported the work of the department and demonstrated a brand-new, fish-friendly, and team format for bass tournaments. It was also an outreach event that reached out to our new constituents and existing constituents in fisheries, and was promoted as a family-oriented event. This event was totally supported by its sponsors. Sponsors showcased their products in a sponsors expo and through many on-site exhibits. This had no entry fee for the spectators or even the tournament participants. It was a totally free event. So that's something that was just totally, totally different. Our department also took that opportunity to showcase its products, and the programs at an information booth, on stage, and also in the Family Fun Zone, which was a big part of this event. Of course, this tournament was a first-class operation with infrastructure similar to what you would see in a Super Bowl or a World Series or a PGA golf tournament. I mean, it was very, very impressive. Many anglers there remarked that the first annual Toyota Texas Bass Classic was bigger than the famed Bassmasters Classic. I was very pleased with that. Of course, the event provided much of quality musical entertainment that was blended with the tournament activities and conservation messages delivered by our staff, which was great. Not only did the Parks and Wildlife Division deliver those conservation messages, but also the professional anglers themselves and the Sabine River Authority, too, acted in the same. So we were all speaking the same message, which I think was huge. This tournament also allowed a huge amount of public interaction with the tournament anglers, and also a very strong media presence. I mean, the fact that this tournament was aired on national TV, CBS Sports, was huge. It reached millions of people. Because of the way the tournament was formatted, the anglers actually got out there and worked with the public, talked to them, engaged with them, something they don't routinely do in a bass tournament. And I think a lot of our angling constituents look at those folks and listen to what they say. I think it's important that they work with us and work with the public. Okay, let's take a little tour. This event took place, of course, on April 13th through the April 16th. As the visiting public, you know, walked through the gates, they were greeted by tournament sponsors, a multitude of them, and also our department staff, because our information booth was right up there front and center, which was cool. A large stage was constructed there on the shoreline of Lake Fork on the property of the Sabine River Authority office there. This stage basically provided a focal point for many activities in this tournament, including weigh-in events, department presentations, and, of course, the live concerts, which were great. When you walk in there and took one look at that stage, you know that this tournament was really something special, and it was. Total attendance over the 4 days was estimated to be 27,500 people. Very impressive. Huge. And that's even with weather that was a little bit cold and chilly, you know, on Friday and Saturday. Of course, the public turned out in droves on Sunday when the sun came out. I can only imagine what the turnout would have been had the weather been great all 3 days. But very, very impressive. Of course, we don't want to forget the fact that the national coverage by CBS Sports and Virtual Television reached millions of people. Millions of people. Something for us to be very, 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 very proud of. As expected, Lake Fork produced. You know, that's no surprise to us. It's a great fishing. It's a lake that we've worked on very hard. A number of months ago, I guess maybe even a year ago, I came and spoke to you about the Lake Fork Trophy Bass Survey that we're doing there. Lake Fork produced some awesome fishing. In fact, the total tournament yielded about 1,060 bass, some 4,358 pounds of fish, averaging about 4 pounds 2 ounces, which clearly demonstrates the quality of this fishery. What's interesting, though, is that the vast majority of those that poundage of fish were actually caught, weighed, and recorded while in the boat, which is, you know, something unheard of in tournament fishing. In fact, only about 100 pounds, or about 13 fish, were brought to the big to the stage for weighing in a big bass tournament, a big bass contest. I'll talk a little bit more on this later. The big bass of the tourney, of course, was 11 pounds 2 ounce fish. And a total of 13 fish exceeded the 24-inch top end of the slot and were brought in. I got some thank yous to say. First, this tournament would not have been possible without the volunteerism and support of our anglers. The Texas Bass Federation Nation and the Lake Fork Sportsmen's Association were huge in this effort. They provided considerable amounts of energy and resources and people to help the Texas Parks and Wildlife make this a success. My hat is also off to the Sabine River Authority. You know, when I initially approached them to have this on their grounds, of course, they opened us with welcome arms, and so did their board. They have been very supportive of our work up on Lake Fork, and it was great to partner with them on this effort. After that, really, the SRA got together with Octagon, which is a sports marketing company that was hired by Gulf States Toyota, to come in and work with SRA. These guys got along great. And I was up there just to make sure that these guys were talking and everybody was happy. You know, if you ask the SRA guys, you know, they were very, very pleased with how everything went. I was too. Of course, I think this photo right here says a lot. Of course, the PAA, which is the Pro Anglers Association, the staff at Gulf States Toyota, and the staff at Texas Parks and Wildlife, and you, our commission, here. We have a picture here of Phil and Commissioner Friedkin taking the Angler Legacy Pledge, which I think really symbolizes what this tournament was about. You know, it was about promoting fishing in Texas and creating new anglers in the state, and that's what the pledge is about. So I think that's really great, and I thank you for everything. The Texas Bass Classic, though, I think is a new paradigm, or could be a new paradigm for tournament bass fishing. Let me explain that. First, it's the first ever major slot limit tournament ever held on a slot limit lake. This is no small thing. Texas Parks and Wildlife has managed Lake Fork with a slot limit for quite some time, but fish in the slot, of course, are protected by these size limits and cannot be brought to scales to be weighed in on a stage. So we had to work with the PAA to design a method that we could use to weigh these fish and count them in this boat. In a boat, and we worked with PAA to do that. The rules of the tournament then were to respect the size and bag limits on the reservoir, and something that's never, since there's never been a tournament on a slot limit lake, this was a totally new concept. So we got together and we worked with PAA to develop this new catch and immediate release format. What that involved was getting some volunteers together that would serve as judges in the boat. So the PAA worked with us to train 50 volunteers to come out and ride with the pros and weigh and measure their fish. We equipped them with measuring boards, a Bova Grip scale, a scorecard, and a radio and a tackle box to carry all that stuff. And then the judge, actually when the angler would catch the fish, the judge would actually help the angler weigh the fish. And then the judge would finally make the call what that fish would weigh, okay? And then it was recorded on the day sheet and immediately called into a scoring table. Throughout this tournament, the strong emphasis was placed on proper fish care and handling, which is something that has not been thoroughly, strongly emphasized in some tournaments of the past. This tournament, it was a priority. Here we have a photo here of busy action. I think that picture says a lot of things. It talks about there being a judge, you know, in the boat that was responsible for weighing the fish, who was also trained in fish care. Also some fish care specialists from Parks and Wildlife Inland Fishery staff on the dock there assisting the angler, making sure that that fish was taken care of, that fish was properly bagged. The department also provided some special tanks that we built and put in these Thunder trucks that were used to transport fish from the angler's boat to the stage. We even put a fish care specialist in the back of the truck in Parks and Wildlife uniform to ride along with those pros to care with that fish all the way till it got to the stage and then after it got off the stage. This new tournament format concept provided an opportunity to do some live scoring and some strategy sessions. Because these weights were called in throughout the course of the day in the tournament, the scoring tower always knew, or booth always knew what the scores were, so they updated them on the jumbotrons on the screen and in various monitors located throughout the venue. Very cool. Something almost like a PGA golf tournament or something like a, you know, and you could sit there and you could watch these monitors and you could see the leads swap and change and you wonder what's going on out there and it was very, very exciting. Because it was a team tournament, it allowed an opportunity for the pros to get together and strategize with one another about how to catch more fish. And of course, this was a very, very popular, very popular activity for spectators to come and watch. I mean, the media and the spectators got around and were trying to learn from these angler strategies, so it was a learning opportunity for fishermen on how to fish. But this tournament was often kind of coined a conservation tournament. I heard a lot of the pros say it's a conservation tournament, and it really was. And what it did is it promoted a more conservation-minded image for bass tournaments, which I think bass tournaments need. Because of this format, you know, the anglers went out and fished half a day, and then they spent the second half of the day intermingling with the public. So they were signing autographs for kids, helping Parks and Wildlife deliver messages on the Jumbotron. Just an exciting, exciting thing. Of course, we have Family Fun Zone, and this was an opportunity for us to introduce people to hunting and fishing and the great outdoors. We did that as a first-class operation there. Also, we had many hands-on activities for the kids there to engage them in the sport of fishing. We also showcased some outdoor destinations, our state parks. Staff had opportunities to do interviews on the Jumbotron. That was something totally new. Here we have one of our biologists, Greg Bonds, talking about how does the slot limit work, you know? And he has a couple of the PAA pros to help support what our biologist is saying and airing that to the public. We believe that makes our story more believable to the public. It helps them understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. Of course, the sponsors were out there in droves. There is no doubt that this tournament had a huge economic impact on the Lake Fork area locally. And I believe that as this now has been, you know, aired on national TV, it's going to bring new dollars into the Texas economy, no doubt. I mean, people are going to come to Lake Fork and come fish. You know, so I think we've done a real good deal here. Of course, this tournament was unique because it was the largest purse of any no-entry fee tournament in the history of bass fishing, $1 million. Very, very impressive. The team of Terry Scroggins, they caught a total, I think, of 54 bass that weighed 244 pounds, 12 ounces. Pretty good for a day's fishing. Big bass of the tournament, or for 3 days fishing, the big bass of the tournament, came from John's Sappington. John had a 11 pounds, 2 ounce fish, and he got an awesome, specially equipped Thunder truck. The winning team, by the way, took home $250,000. But the Texas Parks and Wildlife was the big winner here too. We also took home a check of $250,000, which will go to introduce youngsters to the, or if Phil Rocher and I have a say in it. We would like to spend it on creating new anglers in the state and trying to bolster our urban fishing program. We believe that would be an efficient way for us to engage more people into fishing. So in summary, I would like to say that the mission was thoroughly accomplished with the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. One, Texas Parts Home, I've showcased its products to millions of people nationwide. We had great press and great public relations for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Also, we created new partnerships. We've never worked with the PAA before. We've worked with pros here and there, but not an organization of pros. I think that gives us a great opportunity, a great vehicle to get some messages out through this tournament and maybe other ways. The staff with Gulf States Toyota were wonderful to work with, and Octagon and everybody. I mean, it was just an awesome sight. Also, there were economic business benefits, both locally and statewide, and a totally new format for this tournament was developed. And I think we successfully delivered many conservation messages that are important to Texas today and will be so in the future. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this, and I'm sorry if I ran over a little bit. You can tell I'm pretty excited about this thing. But I would like to say that Lydia put together, Sedania has put together, her staff has put together a video that I'd like to have you all see. And then if Lydia
would
like to get up and speak, then after that, that would be awesome.
Without a doubt.
Can't wait to see the weight. That's
the main thing. See what
can be,
you know, the big boys can actually do without
it.
By
nothing
getting better,
lucky
boys can make it easy.
The wind is blowing harder really than it did yesterday, but it shifted completely opposite direction, and you know that basically means that the water we fished yesterday will be unfishable today. So we'll be forced to change the water. We'll go try to see how we did.
This is a team tournament. It's four-man teams. But two go out in the morning and two go out in the afternoon. Is that a good decision? Well, we know there's weather coming in, and we're hearing it everywhere.
We need to make sure we have that coordinate from the starting spot. Yeah,
to hit it as far back as you might want to have.
This is the first time I've ever fished anything like this. Fun to fish with a teammate, you know. Despite the weather, Lake Fork still delivers.
And while the anglers were seeing who could catch the most fish, the audience on shore was being entertained by the top notch. The weather did improve, the crowds turned out, and the fish got into the action here.
I'm gone. Oh, it's fun. We had a good time, really.
People from around the world and in Texas are going to see the great fisheries that Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has built here. And we hope that those people will come to Texas and come fish.
Welcome back to Lake Fork Drift. It's really big. So fun.
Girl King, the Lardo King from.
That was a lot of fun. For the record, I'm Lydia Saldana, Communications Director. I have a very brief presentation to make here. Now, we all know that this tournament was the brainchild of Commissioner Spreekin and Commissioner Ramos, and we know that they worked very hard to make this event a success. We also, all of us who are involved, really know what it takes to put something like this on. It takes hard work, it takes long hours, and it takes considerable sacrifice. Now, sometimes that sacrifice even involves our families, whether it's time away from the, you know, home, working those long hours, or even a more direct sacrifice. And with that thought in mind, we'd like to present this mentor to Commissioner Friedkin, whose wife, Deborah, made a very personal sacrifice as she literally got hooked on the first Texas Toyota Fast Classic. Commissioner Friedkin, we hope you'll take this to Deborah, and we hope to see you both.
Yeah.
A
Listen, I think Dave said it best when he said it was a team effort, and it involved all the divisions at TPW, but we just thank you. It's been a great partnership, and thank you all. You're the ones that need to be thanked. Appreciate it.
Well, Dan, you all did an amazing job. It wouldn't happen the way it happened if not for you and your folks at Gulf States. Thanks for making it happen. Did a great job. And now you set the bar pretty high for yourself. Do it again next.